Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel. We are up to Siv Beis. We're on the last line of page 276. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Meis Oviv Mevarach Dayan Ha'emes. If a person's father is Nifter, he makes the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes. Hayolo mamon shei rasho. If the father died and he had money to give over as a Yerusha, suim ein lo achim mevarach gam kein shechayanu. If there are no other brothers and he's getting the whole Yerusha by himself, so besides the bracha of dayan ha'emes on the p'tira of his father, he'll make a shechayanu on getting the Yerusha. V'im yesh lo achim b'mekom shechayanu mevarach atov ha'metiv. And if there are brothers that are sharing the Yerusha with him, there are achim, so then instead of making a shechianu, he makes a bracha of atova metiv, and the Rama explains, she'em levarchin atova metiv elim kein yeshlo shutvus ba'os atova. Because as we've learned already a few times, that you don't make the bracha of atova metiv unless there is a partner in that tova. So to summarize, the Mechaber says, if one's father dies, make a dayan ha'emes. If he dies and leaves over a Yerusha, besides a Dayan Ha'emes, you'll also make a Shechianu if you're getting the Yerusha by yourself. If you're sharing it with your brothers, you'll make the Baruch of Atov HaMetiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Meis Aviv, V'hu Adin Sha'ar Adam Kosher Sha'adam Mitzdayar Alav. This din of making a Dayan Ha'emes when someone dies is not only upon one's father dying, but the same thing is true for any Adam Kosher, that a person is mitzar over his death. The hu bechlal shmuos rose, that's included in shmuos rose, and you make a dayan hemes. Miyo, however, ha'olam nohagin levarach below shema malchus. The minhag ha'olam is that they make this bracha without the shema malchus. Ve'inu nachon, and zot l'chavetz chayim, that's not proper. The alko ponim, but at the very least, al talmud chacham shemes, on a talmud chacham that dies, shetzarech bevaday lehis own that for sure one should be bothered by this, and also for any of the Shiva Krovim that one has to sit Shiva for, Vada Yaskir Abrocha B'Shem Malchus, in those cases of Talmud Chacham or one of the Zayin Krovim, for sure one should say the Brocha of Dayan Emes with the Shem Hashem and Malchus. Sivkotan test, we said if there's a Yerusha that comes along with the Petira, you also make a Shechianu. Hainu mitchila dayin ha'emes kanal ba'os vav. What it means to say is that you'll first make the bracha of dayin ha'emes, and then you'll make a bracha of Shechianu. V'achakach Shechianu al nechosem shenish'aru lo me'ito. So you'll first make a dayin ha'emes, and then you make a bracha of Shechianu on the Yerusha that you get. The after Yoser Hayu Misratza Shalo Yomus Ovi Velo Yerashanu, and even though the person really would prefer that his father didn't die and he wouldn't get the Yerusha, Mikomakom Yochol Levarach Shechianu, you still can make a bracha Shechianu. The Ein Bracha Zot Tluya B'Simcha. This bracha is not dependent on the Simcha that you have right now. Elabedover Shemagiyalo Toelas Mimenu. Rather, the bracha is Tluya on the good that comes to you from this. The Afalpi Shemisarev Ima Tzar Vanoch. Even though it gets mixed together with pain and with unhappiness that the p'tira happened, but l'maisa, there is a tuelas coming to you, and therefore it is appropriate to not only make a dayan ha'emes, but also to make the bracha of Shechianu. There are a few important points over here in the notes that I'd like to bring out. Number one, note number 16. We said that you make the bracha of dayan ha'emes first, and the reason for that we said was because earlier we learned that the bracha of dayan ha'emes is a chova, which is not the case according to many by the bracha of Shechianu when it's not ba mizman lezman. He brings in note number 16, a second reason from Rav Ozner, in the second line, she'avshe bizman hazeh nogu levarach dayan ha'emes bebeis ha'chaim lefnei akvura. Even though the minhag is nowadays that we make the bracha of dayan ha'emes by the Beis HaKvaros, ubi Yerusha zochem miyad b'shas misa, and the Yerusha really falls to the son immediately upon the death of the father. Mikol makom ein levarach she'achyanu kodem dayin ha'emes. You still are not going to make the bracha she'achyanu before the dayin ha'emes. She'ein lecha loeg larosh gadol mizeh. There's no more poking fun at a poor person. That's an expression. There's no more making fun of the mace than this. It's inappropriate. V'chein bir agon v'shom zamen arbach, she'ein mokom levarach she'achyanu lefnei dayin ha'emes. It's not proper to make the bracha Shechianu before the dayan ha'emes, shelo yira kesameach al moso shel hamorish. It shouldn't appear that a person's happy that his father died, that he's making the Shechianu right when he dies, and he's only making the dayan ha'emes later. So rather, you wait to make the dayan ha'emes first, and then you make the Shechianu Those are the two reasons. Note number 17 is discussing whether you can make the bracha of Shechionu while you are an Onen. The Geshe Chaim says that you don't make the bracha of Shechionu or Atova Meitiv when you're an Onen, because an Onen doesn't make brachos. The only bracha he makes is Dayan HaEmes, so therefore you'd have to wait till after the Kvura to make the bracha of Shechionu or Atova Meitiv. On the other hand, the Shomaz Amar Arba says, no, Shekishem Shemavarach Dayan HaEmes Shu Tzidik Adin, the same way that an Onen can make the bracha dayan emes, ka tzarech ba'oso hazman liskor games atov shebedover. Since they're really connected together, it's one maisa that happened, the patir of the father, that you're making the dayan emes on and the shechyonu, so the same way the onen can make the dayan emes, he also can throw in on that the shechyonu as well, so that is a machlokes haposkim. And finally, note number 18, Misha Rachmana Litzlan Meiz Beno Vuhu Yarsho, one who lost a son and the father is the one inheriting from his son. So Rikivega writes that you don't make a Shechyanu. Kevan Shezeh Puronus Gemura. This is a total tragedy. Sha'av Roa B'misas Beno, that a father sees the death of his son, and therefore you do not make a Shechyanu at all. V'chein Kosav Aruch HaShulchan. Meidach, on the other hand, a Piskei Tshuva Daik Me'asha, so the Piskei Tshuva is medayik from the Shach that he disagrees with us from Kiveger, and he holds that there would be a Shechyanu upon an inheritance that you get from your son who is Nifter. Continues the Mishabura Sef Katan Yud B'makom Shechyanu. So we said that if the father dies and there's only one Yoreh, she makes a Shechyanu. And if there are brothers in the place of a Shechyanu, it makes Atav HaMeitiv. Rotzaloma Sheshuv Lo Yivarach Shechyanu. And if that's the case, that there are other brothers getting the Yerusha together and they make Atav HaMeitiv, you would no longer make a Shechyanu. Kevan Sheyesh Bazet Tova Gam Lo'achiv. Since there's also a good that's coming to his brothers. V'yuchal Yivarach Birchaz Atav HaMeitiv. And therefore you only make Tov HaMeitiv and you don't make the Bracha of Shechyanu. Next point the Mishabura brings out, Amru lo shemisa ishto v'nicha mamun. Someone was told that his wife died and she left over money for him. Mevarach dayin ha'emes al misasa v'shechyanu al yerushasa. So the same din we find by the father. So if the wife dies and she leaves over money, so he'll make a dayin ha'emes on the patira and he'll make a shechyanu on the yerusha. He's the only one being yoresh, so that's why we don't bring up even the bracha of atav ha'meitiv. It's all going to the husband. Now there are a couple of important bi'alachas over here. Number one, ein lo achim mevarach gam kein shechyanu. We said if there are no brothers, so besides the bracha of dayin ha'emes he'll make a shechyanu. Ayin b'moruk tzio shekosav. Look in the moruk tzio who writes, Dimari she'ein lo isha ubanim. We're talking about a case where this man who lost his father and doesn't have any brothers, he also doesn't have a wife and children. Halav hachi, but if you had a wife and children as well, mevarech atov ha'meitiv, ukedel ha'meves evdalid. So the same way if he has other brothers sharing in the Yerusha, he makes atov ha'meitiv over shechyanu. Zot demorek tzia, if he had a wife and children, he would also make atov ha'meitiv instead of a shechyanu, even if he's the only yorish. V'hinei l'fi nasa mogen Avram l'el b'simen reishchof aleph os aleph afilu yeshel ishu bonim nami einu mevarach kihim shechyanu v'lo atov ha'meitiv. However, according to the mogen Avram, that we had in simen reishchof aleph os aleph, even if he has a wife and he has sons, he will only make a shechyanu and not a tov ha'meitiv. Darei ein lohem chelek bazet, because they don't actually have a chelek in the Yerusha. It's his Yerusha. V'shem lo yitein lohem mamon zeh. Maybe he won't share this money with them. Im lo shenish aru kelim v'Yerusha. Unless what was left over was not money, it was kelim. Let's say a car. V'yesh lo kulam hanoshem mishtamshem behem miad. If something that was left over was a kli that they're all going to use, so then in echanam you can make atav ha'meitiv. But otherwise, since the Yerusha really is only going to that one son, even if he has a wife and children, the Fidamag and Avram, he would only make a Shechyanu, the Yerusha goes to him, Lav Dafki is going to share it, but if the Yerusha includes Kalim that everyone's using in the family right away, so then even according to the Magen Avram, he would be able to make a Bracha V'atov HaMeitiv. One more Bir Alocha, the Vermaskal Vim Yeshlo Achim. We said if he has brothers, he will make a Bracha of Atova Meitiv. Hainu Afilu Kvarchilek Oviv Nechosav Alpiv. This is even if the father really gave out the nechasim already by word of mouth before he was nifter. And each brother is now clearly inheriting a separate field. Afilu hachi, still, halo aidei hayerusha hutav lekulam v'shayel birchas hatov ametiv l'maisa. Through the Yerusha, all the brothers are benefiting, and therefore it is shayach a bracha of hatov ametiv. Kein kasav harush, so too writes the Rush. However, va'ayim b'primigodim is simin reishchof aleph degam ha-mechaber modeh b'zeh. The primigodim says in simin reishchof aleph that even the mechaber will be modeh to this. What is the shita of the mechaber we're referring to? This is the mechaber that told us in simin reishchof aleph that when there's rain coming down and it benefits your field, even though there are other people that have other fields and you're all benefiting from the rain together, you still only make a shechianu if you own your field by yourself. Only if you have a partnership in the field you make atova metiv. But if you own your field, your neighbor owns his field, and you're both benefiting from the rain, in that case we said in the Mechaber you don't make atova metiv, you would only make a shechianu because we look at the field that you have. So here also, when the father is dying, and there are five brothers, and they're clearly getting separate fields that the father divided between them, so you would think, lefi the mechaber, that you wouldn't make a hatova metiv, because sharing in the Yerusha at large, when you're not sharing the field, is like sharing the benefit of the rain at large without the benefit in the field. But yet the Prima Gadam says over here, the mechaber would be mode, that you would make a hatova metiv, and the reason for that is a low plug. Since most times when a father dies, and he's giving over Yerusha to five children, or any children, he's not giving it out beforehand, and therefore, even if this case he happens to give it out before, it's still considered we go with the general case, and that is that they yarshin together all the fields, and therefore it would be appropriate to make hatava mitiv even lefi that shitas hamechaber. Says the mechaber, vayter and sev gimel, bona bayis chadash, a person built a new house, okana kelim chadashim, or he bought new kelim. Afilu hayolo kayotze be'elu tchila, even if he had similar kelim also beforehand, o kana v'chazav kana, or he bought kelim like this and then he bought more kelim like this, mevarich al kol pam shechianu, he makes a bracha on each purchase of the new kelim shechianu. V'lav dafka chadoshim, and then the mechaber says it's lav dafka brand new kelim, dehu adin liyishanim. So too, if he's buying kelim that are used, they're old, imheim chadoshim lo, if they're new for him, shelo hayu elu shelo miolam, if they were never his before, he will make a bracha shechianu, even though he's buying something used, because for him it's new. V'lo amru chadoshim elo lafuke im mecharan v'chazer uknan. And they only said he makes a bracha on new things to exclude a case where he sold this exact item and then he rebought it. In that case, he would not make a shechianu. But if he buys something that is used that he never had before, that exact kli, he would make a shechianu. If he had a similar kli and he buys another kli like that, he makes a shechianu. And therefore, the only case that we're excluding over here is if he sold that exact kli, rebought that kli, he will not make a shechianu. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, Bona. The first case was he built a new house. Zakta Mishnah Berurah v'hu adinim kana bayis. It's lav dafka that he built a new house. The same din is true if he bought a house. V'dafka k'shebono ukana la'atzmo. This is specifically if he's building or buying a house for himself when he makes a shechianu. Avlim yeshlo shutfus b'gavo. But if he's buying it as a partnership, kol echon me'ashutfin mevarech atov ametiv, then all the partners will make their own bracha of atov ametiv because it's benefiting more than one person. V'alkein kol shebono ukanu beis haknesses. Therefore, a tzibur that bought or built a new shul, so yamod shliat tzibur v'yivarach b'korom atov ametiv lohotzias kulam. So one representative, one shliat tzibur, will get up and make the bracha out loud of atov ametiv and be motzi everyone in their bracha. Sivkaten yudbeis, we said he was bona bayis chadosh. Hu hadin im nisraf v'chazer ubeno. The same thing would be true if the house burnt down and he's rebuilding it, that would be considered building a new house that he'll make a bracha on. Aval im sesaro v'chazro b'no, but if he took it down and he decides to rebuild it, then already yesh deos ba'achronim b'zad, that's already a machlokas na'achronim b'sveger l'hokel, and there we would say savei bros l'hokel. So if it burnt down and you're rebuilding it, you would make a bracha, but if you took it down to order to rebuild it, you would not make a bracha. However, v'im hosef bo eza shura begova, but if you added a row of bricks in its height, then according to everyone, you would make a bracha, even though you took it down and rebuilt it, you would rebuild it a little higher, so it would warrant a bracha. Note 25 on the bottom of the page, it points out, V'chein misha hosef chedu l'irasa, one who adds a room to his house, Rav Yashiv says also, shetzarech levarach shechyanu. He would make a shechyanu, v'im yeshlo ishul banim, will make a tova metav as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Yad Gimel, Kelim Chadoshim, we said, he built a new house, or he bought new kelim. Bein malbushim, whether the kelim are clothing, ubein klei tashmish, ushtia v'achila, or there any other kind of kelim that you use, or kelim that are used for drinking, or eating, v'kayotzi b'zeh, or anything similar. In heim dvarim, shalev ha'adam sameach b'hem, if there are things that the person's heart is happy with, oni b'ro'i lo, a poor person with what's fitting for him, va'ashia b'ro'i lo, whatever brings each person simcha on their level, you make a bracha of a shechyanu. V'ayin b'sivov. Achin, however, im hu asher godol, if he's extremely wealthy, shafilu kelim yikarim v'chashuvim einach shavim lo ve'ein sameach b'hem, even if he gets very expensive and chashuv a kelim, they don't mean so much to him, he's not happy with them, lo yivarech, he would not make a bracha of shechyanu. When a person buys svarim, so yeshdeos bein ha'achronim imivarech aleihem, there is a machlokas achronim if you make a shechyanu upon buying new svarim, mishum de mitzvos lav lehonos nitnu, because mitzvos were not given to us as a hana, and therefore that's not considered getting a hana. However, if a person was searching for the sefer, and he's happy with the purchase, the mevarach, then he does make a bracha. Sherei bracha zu nitkena ala simcha, because this bracha of shechyanu is made on the simcha, velo ala tashmish, and not on the use. Ukidalakame b'sevdalin, v'chein kasa b'morok tzia, v'alkein en limchos b'yad ha-mevarach, therefore you should not protest against one who makes a bracha upon finding a sefer that he was looking for. Now there's a very important ha'ar over here, and that is, the Mishnah Berurah just brought from the Chai Adam, that he says, if he was going after a sefer and he finds it and he's someach b'kniyasa, he makes a bracha. Why? Sher bracha zo nitkena ala simcha. This bracha was established on the simcha. This is exactly opposite what we just said in the Mishnah Berurah earlier on the page in Sifkat Tes. We said, even though a person would rather his father doesn't die and he doesn't get the Yerusha, we said, Mikomakom yochol levarach shechyanu, you could still make a shechyanu, de'ein bracha zo tluya b'simcha. We said from the Rashba, the bracha shechyanu is not dependent on simcha. El b'dover shemagia lo to'elas mimenu. It's something that you get a benefit from. The afal pish misarevi matzar v'anoch, even though it's mixed with sadness. So here we said in the first from the Tshuvas HaRashba that it's not tluya in simcha. And here we say the exact opposite. So you have to say that it's not really established for simcha, like the Rashba says, and as we'll see further on as well. But the pshat just is that you're making the bracha not on the simcha, but on the good that Hashem did for you. You're making a bracha on the good that Hashem did for you, and that has to be what the Chayadah means, not to be going against the Rashba, that it just means this bracha was established on the simcha, meaning on the good that Hashem did to you, and not on the tashmish that you're getting from the actual item itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitus of Katan Yudalud. We said in the Mechaber, even if you had a similar kli, and then you got a new kli, you make a shechyanu on a new kli. So how would you have the original kli? Hayolo mi yerushas avosav. Even if you yarshened the first kli, and then you bought another similar kli, you will make a shechyanu on the purchase. The mikomakom kli zeh chodoshu le'inyan kniya. Because l'maisa, this kli that you are buying now is new legabe kniya. It's the first kli that you're buying. The kasavo, then the Mechaber says further, that figu kana v'chazav kana. Even if you bought one kli, and then you go ahead and buy a second kli, the bazeh aflu inyan kniya lav chadashu, then even lagabe the purchase, it's not new. It's not the first purchase you're doing of such a kli. You have a similar kli that you bought before. Shavre yesh lo kelim ke'elu kniyos mikfar. You have kelim that are similar to this one that you already purchased. Afilu hachi kli zo chadashahi atzlo. Still the maisa, this kli is new for you, and therefore you make a bracha. Okay, that is explaining the Mechaber's two points. Number one is, even if you had similar things to the Yerusha, now you're buying a new kli that's similar, you make a bracha. Not only that, even if you had a similar kli that you had bought, and now you're buying another kli that's similar, you will make a shechianu. Sivkotan tezvav, you make a bracha of shechianu. V'yizar levarech tekef, you should make sure when you buy something new that warrants a shechianu, you make the shechianu right away. Kodem sheyisragel v'yistalek hasimcha mimenu. Before you get used to the item and a simcha leaves, then it's already going to be too late to make the shechianu. The only case that we were excluding in the Mechaber is a case where this exact kli, you bought it once, and then you sold it, and then you re-bought the same exact kli, then you will make a bracha on the repurchase. Says the Mishabura Sekhanat HaZayim, Va'afilu imheim chadoshim, even if the kli that you are re-buying is brand new, shelo nishtamish behem adayim, you didn't use it yet, it wasn't even used, mikomakom still, kevan shekfar dosh behen leis behen simcha. Since you already had the kli, even though now you're buying it again and you never use it, it's lacking in the simcha because you are used to the kli that you had it before. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Oschaf on the bottom of page 278, he writes this psak is in the Beis Yosef. Says the Chavetz Chaim v'Nerali, "Da'afilu im lo beira kodem shemecharon shuv lo yivarech." So the Chavetz Chaim, it's not only that you bought a kli, made a shechianu, and then you sold it and re-bought it, that you're not going to make another shechianu. Even if the first time you bought it, you didn't make a shechianu, and then you sold it and you re-bought it, so it was never used, you never made a shechianu, you still don't make a shechianu. Why? The simcha rishona kfar nistalik mishum mecharon, because the first simcha that you had on the original purchase already left by the time that you sold it. V'nisbatel chiyav habracha, and that canceled out the chiyav of the shechianu the first time you bought it. V'ato, and now b'kniya shenis shuv leka simcha, now you're buying it the second time, that's already lacking in the simcha, and therefore it would not warrant a shechianu. I'd like to read one more bir halacha on page Kuf Lamites, and then we'll try to get in a few important notes. Tivam maskul bono bayis chadosh. So we said in the Mechaber, if you build a new house, so you make a bracha shechianu. Ayim belechem chamudas v'yirabah, v'im yesh lo ishu ubonim, if one has a wife and children that are going to be living in that house, havi kimishi yesh lo shutvasba, that's considered that you have a partnership in the house, and you make a bracha v'atov ametiv. Like we'll see later in Sif Hei Le'inyan Kalim. So that is what the Lechem Chamudos and Eliyahu Rabba say, that if the new house that you buy or you build is going to be used for you and your family, you won't make a Shechiano, you will make a Hatova Metiv. However, the Mechayla is Mechalik between the case of the house and the case of the Kalim that we're going to see in Ritz Hashem in the next year in Sif Hei. When you buy chashuv kelim that you're going to use and your family is going to use, that's not mitzad chiyuv that you have to your family for these kelim chashuvim. And therefore, the purchase is considered a tova for your family. When you buy a house, you're mechuyev to supply your wife and children a place to live. And therefore, that's not considered a tova. And therefore, the Chai Adam argues and says, although if you buy maybe a new car, you're not mechuyev to buy your children or your wife a car. So you buy a car for the family. So there you buy kelim. So you can make a bracha v'atova ametiv because you're all getting a tova. Mashenkin, when you're buying a house, you're mechuyev to supply your wife and children with a house. Therefore, the real tova is only for you. For your family, it's a chiyuv. And therefore, the Chai Adam argues with the Lechem Chamudos and Al-Yirab and says, you would not make a shechianu. But says the Chavetz Chaim v'lo nehira, I don't agree with what the Chai Adam is saying. Da'avur bonav ha-zecharin, when it comes to your sons, mishegiu lechlal sheish, once they reach the age of six, mizono shenosein lehem urak bechlal tzaka, you're not mechuyev to support them forever. Once they reach the age of six, any money you're giving them is already considered tzedakah. Ubevaday habayin shekona avuram utova gemura. So for sure, the house that you're buying for your kids that are over six is a tova gemura. Va'afilu avur ishto, and even for one's wife, halo hayachol liskor dira avura. You could have just rented a house for your wife. The eino mukhui of liknos bayis b'shulzei. You don't have to go ahead and buy a house for your wife. Ukeshekone bayis, when you buy a house, bevada yeshlem simchas halev aydeze. For sure they have simcha in their heart for this. Vuatove gemura, this is a total hatova that you're doing for them. Veshaya pazeh brichas hatova metiv. So says the Chavetz Chaim, I agree with the Lechem Chamudos and Eliyahu Rabba, that just like when you buy kelim, that's for you and the family, you make hatova metiv, you buy a house for your wife and kids, that's also a hatova that's not necessary. For your wife, you could have rented a house. For the kids, you don't have to do anything because they're above the age of 6, and therefore that's Hatava, and therefore it would warrant a bracha of Hatava Mitiv. I'd like to just point out a few short notes. Number one, across from page Kuf Lamites. If you look at note number 20, the second paragraph, very important point. Misha kona bayis o kelim v'kadoma v'hakofa. A person bought a house or a kli on credit, which most people are buying houses or taking out a mortgage. Many people are buying a car, and they are buying it, financing it. So the Kav HaChaim writes, shelo yivarech aleihem. You do not make a bracha of shechiyonu on such a purchase. V'afilu im achar kach pores kol achov. And even if you finish paying it off after a certain amount of years, you still don't make a bracha. Kevan shebetchilo lo konam potter milavarech. Since from the beginning you didn't buy it straight away, you're potter from making the bracha. Mikomakom im efshir yivarech al pri chadosh kesheh nichnas lebeisel v'yifter gamas habayis. However, maybe what you should do is buy a new fruit and make a bracha of a shechiyanu on a new fruit and have in mind the house. But if you're buying the house with a mortgage, although you're excited about it, says the Kav HaChaim, you would not make a bracha on such a purchase. If we move on to the second column, the very end of this note, note number 20, someone who buys a house to rent it out, the Sefer Birchas Habayis writes, She'ein Mevarech Lov, you don't make a Shechiyanu on such a house. It's an investment. Kevan She'ein Mevarechen Ela Al Dover She'gufo Nenebo. He says the bracha only applies to something that your guf is nene from it, and if you're buying it to rent it out to other people, you would not make a bracha of Shechiyanu. If we turn to the back of the Sefer, note 54, a couple of more notes. Number one, note number 27, we did mention that if you buy new kelim, it could be bein malbushin, bein klei tashmish, or shtiyah v'achila. They bring in the meaning of the note from Avnissen Karelitz that one who buys forks or spoons, it makes sense, says Avnissen Karelitz, that you won't make a brach on it, kevin she'enam kelim chashuvim denach choshuv. The next part of the note discusses when you're buying glasses, that is a machlokas aposkim, if buying glasses warrants a shechiyanu or not, that's a machlokas between Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach. If you look at note number 28, the second paragraph, very interesting discussion of three machlokas aposkim when it comes to an engagement ring, which is a very expensive ring. We'll read note number 28, the second paragraph. A chassan akone tabas amnas litna lekaloso. A chassan who buys a ring having in mind to give it to his kala. So Rav Moshe writes in English, Moshe shiyesh lo levara shechiyanu. The chassan upon purchasing the ring makes a shechiyanu. Mipnei shiyesh lo hanos tashmish bazek. Because he has hanos tashmish in this ring. Sheno se nachagal lekaloso. Because he's able to give it to his kala. So Rav Moshe says the chassan makes a shechiyanu. Rav Yashiv writes she'ein lechassan levar shechiyanu b'knias atavas. The chassan does not make a shechiyanu. However, kishenosna lekalosa when he gives it to his kala, so then Rav Yashiv says the kala makes a shechiyanu. And then the third sheet that he brings to Shlomo Zalman Erbach. He said, not only did the chassan not make the bracha, she'en lekala levar shechiyanu b'kabalas atavas sherei kasav akaf achayim. The Kav HaChaim writes, the minog is to be lenient not to make the bracha on adornments of silver or gold. And so too the minog is not to make the bracha on furniture in the house. Milvad bigodim shenogu levarach. The minhag is only to make this bracha on bigodim. Ubepratchiyesh poskim shein levarach al matano shenostim lechosan v'kala. And specifically, he says some people say you never make a shechiyanu on any kalim going back and forth between chosan and kala. Kevan shehein kechov beina mechutonim. Because since it's an unwritten rule, the chosan buys for the kala a diamond ring when they didn't get engaged, and there's different gifts going back and forth. So it's almost like a chiyuv. It's not like a matano. And therefore, that's another reason why Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach says that even the kala will make a bracha. So we have a three of machlokas. Rav Moshe says the chassan makes the bracha. Rav Yashiv says when the kala gets it, she makes the bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say that nobody makes the bracha on this diamond ring. So obviously, this is a discussion. If you look at note 29, he says lemaisa kone beged o kli chadash. Rav Nissen Karelitz says shetzarech lamud bedaitu imisameach. Well, you have to evaluate if you how you really feel towards it. Ve'ena dover talui be'erach ha'kaspi shel ha'beged. It doesn't depend on the value. Ela b'chashivusu shel ha'beged. U'mishum kach daitu she'ef shel vera gam al talus. O mechnasayim v'cholza. So there's many discussions over here about exactly when we lemaisa will make a bracha shachianu. Everyone should ask his local Orthodox Rav of when exactly make a shachianu. But the ikar halacha is that when you buy a new house, when you buy new kelim, even clothing, even utensils, seemingly the mechaber says you make a bracha, but in the poskim we see it's really not so pashut exactly when you make the shachianu. Many times they do bring down throughout the discussion over here that if you have a suffix, you could always take a new fruit, make a shachianu on that, and have a mind to cover this. Even though normally when we make shachianus, we make separate shachianus, but if it's to avoid a suffix, like we do the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you could take a fruit, make a shachianu vaday on that, and have a mind to cover your house that you bought with a mortgage, or any other garment that you got that you're excited about, even though it's not so clear that maybe you should make a shachianu. Many have a minog to make a shachianu only when they get a new suit, but everyone should ask their own shiloh. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.